some college students are pushing Florida lawmakers to allow immigrant students access to state financial aid. I'm Gabrielle Bolden. The Florida Latinx Hispanic Union wants state legislators to support two bills which would give state financial aid to students who have been granted deferred action for childhood arrivals and temporary protected status. Currently, DACA and TPS students are unable to receive both federal and state financial aid. Co-sponsor of the bill, Democratic Representative Ventrice Driscoll, says post-secondary schooling is too expensive and her bill will allow more opportunities.
The bill would provide DACA and TPS recipients with the opportunity to be classified as Florida residents for the purpose of receiving financial aid awards based upon their merit. Specifically, it will help expand the Florida Bright Futures Scholarship to qualifying, well-deserving dreamers across the state in order to help them bear some of the costs incurred with attending college.
In 2014, a measure allowing undocumented students to qualify for in-state tuition was passed. The Florida Immigration Coalition's Thomas Kennedy says more can be done.
When we give these students and other students across the state the ability to become the best that they can be, to pursue their dreams, to achieve their immigrant dreams, the American dream, we all benefit from it.
Even though Florida allows in-state tuition, immigrant students are unable to claim Florida Bright Futures. Florida Latinx Hispanic Union Vice President Mariana Castro says that limits how far students can go with their education.
Sometimes takes less classes or have to pull out crazy private loans. I mean, if I ever need money, I can't even go to a bank and get a loan because as DACA recipients, we're not able to do so.
Representative Driscoll says the financial aid money is not dependent on the federal government.
We actually have the authority over our state and how we're going to spend our state dollars. So if the legislature determined that this was a priority, we absolutely have the authority to do that.
So far, none of those proposals have received a hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Gabrielle Bolden.